This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What do you want first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's get today's show started with some bad news.
A French Bulldog Boston Terrier mix torched the owner's home that it lived in. A puppy in Australia has earned himself a new nickname after torching his home. Archie the Arsonist. He's home alone last Wednesday when he started playing with a barbecue lighter. The 10-month-old French Bulldog was chewing on the lighter when something managed to produce a flame, setting a blanket and couch on fire. The owner's mother said that she was shocked the pet managed to use the lighter. That thing, I can't even start very well, so I don't know how he managed to cause a spark. Archie's owner had left the house just minutes earlier, was at the gym when she saw the emergency unfolding on her phone via her, whatever it was, ring camera or something she had. Called 000, which is the equivalent of 911 over in Australia. Firefighters arrived within minutes, but the damage was done. All told, damages cost about $60,000 to repair. Little Archie was in the other room, scared to death. She rushed him to the vet. He's fine. House wasn't. She said, quote, I didn't think the dog could cause so much damage.
Oh, this is Archie the arsonist now. Don't know how he managed to cause a spark. All he needed was a big wash because he was covered in soot.
Not sure what Archie the dog was thinking. I don't think he was considering the consequences. Perhaps he was just trying to light a fire and then trying to work out a way of getting into the fridge and get some sausages out.
And police won't be pressing any charges.
No, I don't think so. They can't get him to make a statement.
Okay.
He bit a hole in the lighter. That's what caused it to spark.
I mean, anybody who's accidents used to, happen, whatever.
Did you ever used to take lighters you would find on the ground? Because back in the day, lighters used to be on the ground.
Yeah, because everyone smoked.
Well, and everybody littered, too, you jerks. But you would take them, and then you would turn them upside down, and then you would throw them, like, grok spike them into the pavement, and then they would blow up.
Try to make them explode.
No way.
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dang, that seems fun.
Or you just have a fire going, and you'd throw it in there. Did you ever have the friend that would... Throw cans of beer.
Cans.
That person is a maniac. Mm-hmm. Did you ever? One of the things that blew my mind as a kid, finding rubber bands on the side of the street. Did you ever used to do that?
What?
Like there were always on my street. There were always like rubber bands in the street.
Oh, buddy, those weren't rubber bands. pal.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
And I never knew how they got there until I became an adult. And then I'm like, oh, it's just the post guy. Mailman who's just throwing them.
The mailman. Carl Malone's coming through your neighborhood.
I don't think Carl Malone's making any trips to St. Louis.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So Apple's rebuttal to the world is privacy? Give me a break. Really? You guys sold yourselves out and the dollar bill, and now you want to advertise that. We are free.
Message deleted.
Yeah, so if you haven't caught the new Apple commercials, it's all about privacy. That seemed a little dramatic there, that voicemail. But he's talking about this.
These are private things. Personal things. And they should belong to you. Simple as that.
Well, to be fair.
That is so dramatic.
They didn't. Apple didn't sell your user data. From what I understand, to third-party companies. They just had people who were listening to some of the Siri recordings.
Right, which also should absolutely be private. Like, if you're going to take the stand on privacy, I actually think it's wonderful that a major company like this is marketing that their whole thing is privacy, because we do need a lot more of that.
Yeah.
But you have to actually do it, too.
You can't just say
it. You can't pick and choose.
But we live in a world today where you can say whatever you want and there are no repercussions for the most part. You can just lie, carte blanche, and people are like...
And then when you get caught, you're like, I didn't say that.
No.
They're like, here's proof. And you're like, so what if I did?
It's not me. That's not exactly what I said.
That's a deep fake.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you get emotional when your car gets a scratch or a dent? I'm not mad at the look, but I can't help but believe that my car actually felt pain when that happened. I feel bad for my car. That's my girl.
Message deleted.
Oh, it makes me so angry. I'm like, what kind of a-hole do you have to be getting out of your car so violently that you just kick your door open where it's actually going to dent my vehicle?
We were
never.
What was it? About a month ago, you and I were standing outside looking at your car, and there were scratches on the hood.
On the hood.
Like, how does somebody even get to that point where they scratch your hood?
Like, did you fall onto my hood and then just slowly slide down it?
Maybe it was a Dukes of Hazzard type thing where they just jumped over the hood. You know.
They just fired a guy in Sacramento for doing that. Did you see that?
Yeah.
This dummy. What? He's at a classic car show, and he decides to, like.
Oh, he's a reporter. He was, like, standing on the hood of this classic car.
Off, nobody more annoying than the morning show on the news, like guy or girl out in the field.
I'm so wacky.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Shut up. I'm glad they fired you from Good Day Sacramento.
Please leave a message
dope.
After the tone.
So I have an idea for the show. Mahoney, if you remember correctly, when Dave Farah was in Chicago, you played a game, Where in the World is Dave Farah? So I think when you leave on vacation, just to get back at you, we should do a Where in the World is Lazy Bones Mahomes with fat tubas in the background. Just a thought. Have a good day, guys. Dave, love you. Audrey, you're awesome. Ian, love you. Oh. And the cats.
Oh.
Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Message deleted.
First off, that's not the game that we played. We played Where in the World is Shirtless Dave Farah
and
when he was in Greece.
Yes, I was going to say, it wasn't just in Chicago. We played it elsewhere.
I didn't take my shirt off when I was in Chicago.
Really? Not once? Really?
No, I didn't.
Really?
In fact, I haven't taken my shirt off since I went to Greece because I'm so emotionally scarred.
Okay.
Even when I shower now, shirt on.
Never nude?
Never.
A water
never
suit?
Yeah.
Everybody knows where I'm at when I'm not here. I'm at Disney.
Yeah.
Or I'm just taking a personal.
But he never posts about it because he's afraid that if he posts a picture while he's out of town that somebody's going to break into his house.
Yeah, Dave. It's called home security, my friend.
And that's not home security. Nobody wants to break into your 1,400 square foot house and steal your half-drank bottle of whiskey.
1,500 square foot and there's 50 bottles of half-drank whiskey, my friend.
Dollar Loan Center presents X107.5's Holiday Havoc. Featured artist, White Reaper.
Every time you come over, always trying to drink my whiskey.
Alan Stock breaks into your house, just steals all your Tommy Bahama shirts.
Fight that son of a bitch.
And your girl.
He'll leave you one, your least favorite.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So they claim that they're going to continue working, although I don't really know why you would. A couple, a Michigan family, just hit an $80 million Powerball prize, September 21st. They collected their winnings this past Wednesday. Not too old. Philip Chippewa, 54 years old, and his wife Dawn took their family along to claim the prize. They have 7 children, 21 grandchildren.
Chewy.
You have 21 grandchildren by the time you're 54 years old?
Yeah, how do you remember all of those names?
You don't.
An Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
21 kids by 54. I mean,
that seems like a lot, right? I mean, I can understand definitely having grandchildren by the time that you're 54.
Certainly, but 21.
But 21, like, everyone got started early.
What is that? Only like 3 kids a person, though.
Yeah, I mean, 7 kids, but all of your kids at that point have had at least 3 kids.
Or more.
Right?
Shoo.
It's unbelievable. So they will split the riches with them. The Chippewas opted for the lump sum of $42 million. However, the couple's not going to be taking any breaks. They both work for and are members of the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians, a federally recognized Native American tribe. And they say they plan to keep on working.
They're lying.
Which, No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Because why would you? Just go on forever vacation.
Like, I would put your money in the bank and live off the interest.
Like, if you need a hobby, then go find some hobbies. But the hobby is probably not going to be going to clock it in for your 9 to 5. You know, get out of here with that.
Like you almost lose money at that point.
Right.
Just crazy. Yeah. But good for them. Going to be nice. It's nice to see people who've got large families winning and deciding to share it with their family.
It's also kind of nice to see people
say that publicly, though, because out of, you know, so you've got 21 grandkids and 7 children.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 28 people. One of those is going to be a jerk and is going to sue you at some point and or murder you.
Yeah, I mean, pretty good chance.
Pretty good odds. Yeah. If you're wondering right now, Mega Millions at $105 million. Powerball, $140 million.
So the SpaceX president, which is the Elon Musk operation, is now going after the COO and the president of Blue Origin, which is Jeff Bezos' group. So the real Star Wars is now underway, only a lot more nerdy than you originally anticipated.
What
she's saying that they're 2 years older than us and they have yet to reach orbit, which, whoo. They also said they have $1 billion in free money every year from Jeff Bezos. Billionaire investor Ron Barron asked Shotwell, who's the COO, Gwynn Shotwell, she's the president of SpaceX, what she thought about, you know, Blue Origin in general, and they said, look, I don't think they're doing well. Bezos and Musk both founded their respective companies in the early 2000s to explore space and push the limits of rockets. SpaceX has sent three different rocket designs into orbit each multiple times and building a fourth. Blue Origin, on the other hand, has only flown suborbital rocket flights at altitudes of a few hundred thousand feet. It's in the early stages of assembling the first rocket capable of reaching orbit.
So this just seems bizarre to me. Why are they putting their money not into something like NASA? Is it just so that they can say that they have invented something with their name on it? Like, I'm just so confused why they're going back like 60 years when we already have the technology.
All of these billionaires, I mean, not all of them, but almost all the billionaires out there have an obsession with figuring out space.
Because if you are able to get into space, you are going to be the first trillionaire the world has ever seen. That's what this is what it's all about.
Why?
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 Because one, there's asteroids that have all sorts of like precious metals on there that you'll be able to mine and things of that nature.
Oh gosh.
And if you
based on what? How do you know there's a big diamond floating around out there?
There are tons of people
out
there.
You're just making stuff up, man.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
you don't. When was the last time you read about space ever?
When's the last time you read about space ever?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
When I put this story in prep. That's right.
I put this story in prep.
So, here's
you liar. Yeah, well, fake news,
Moni. NASA.
I put this story in here. You liar. You're a filthy liar.
I put that in there
You're
last week.
Filthy,
we just
dumb
got
liar.
So, NASA's funding got severely cut, so they're not doing private launches anymore.
Right.
So that's why they're NASA is bidding out contracts to mostly SpaceX to do their launches. They haven't done any human launches just yet. And when I'm with you, I think this isn't something that should be private business. This should be publicly funded for the good of all people. Plain and simple.
Yeah, but put your dollars into something that can actually matter and count, not just because your name's
on the side. It's our government. It's our elected officials who've chosen not to do that because there's other important things. And so they just decided to stop doing manned space missions and stop launching their own rockets, I think, for the most part. So
I mean, there's still, like, NASA still has people in space, right?
Well, you have astronauts in space, but we are not ferrying them anymore. So, like, the space shuttle has been decommissioned, that sort of stuff. So, I mean, it's a complicated issue, but
what do you mean we're not shuttling them?
Like,
do we just poof them up in the air?
Who's taking them?
Russia.
Russia's taking them. Okay,
and we have to pay them like $20 million every time.
$20 million, and then they go to the space station.
But here's also why I don't like the private, you know, like companies who are getting into space travel or quote-unquote space travel, because it's not going to really be used for space travel. At the end of the day, SpaceX is actually probably going to just become another like Lockheed Martin or Boeing, where you're making more missiles, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's what it's end up going to be. And, you know, Elon Musk, I don't trust that dude.
I think you're right not to trust Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Southwest Airlines vehemently denying that a flight attendant had a hidden camera in the bathroom right there by the cockpit, and they were live streaming it to an iPad. So, again, they say they're prepared to vigorously defend against a flight attendant's lawsuit accusing two pilots of live streaming video from an airplane bathroom. Renee Steinnecker is suing the airline in Arizona federal court after she allegedly witnessed the act of voyeurism on a flight from Pittsburgh to Phoenix in February of 2017. Southwest, again, denied her allegations. When the incident happened 2 years ago, we investigated the allegations and addressed the situation with the crew involved. We can confirm from our investigation that there was never a camera in the lavatory. The incident was an inappropriate attempt at humor, which the company did not condone. Attorneys for both pilots have denied the pair live streamed from the bathroom or violated airline policy in any way. So when you first hear that, you're like, wait a minute. So what was the attempt at humor?
Right.
It sounds like there was a camera and maybe it was even hooked up to an iPad. And they were joking maybe about putting it in the bathroom, but it never actually went in the bathroom.
The way that this played out is that you have to have two people in a cockpit at all times. So if one of the pilots has to go to the bathroom, they call in another service member from the plane. Usually it's a flight attendant. So the flight attendant goes in there, the pilot leaves, and then there's a iPad in the corner of the plane's cockpit area. And the flight attendant sees the pilot walk into the bathroom. And so assumes that there's a camera there. Turns out, according to Southwest, it's a practical joke. I don't know if it is or it isn't. My guess is it probably was just a dumb joke gone bad, because I can't imagine that pilots are going to want to sit there, because I've seen the type of people who blow up airplane bathrooms.
If you,
no, but there should be no video documentation of that anywhere.
It sounds like a little sketchy. Like, I feel like there's some pieces that were missing.
Something there, but I mean, if Southwest is coming out and saying that there's no way that there was a camera in this bathroom,
that's definitive.
Then it's, yeah. I think they would reserve judgment before publicly coming out and saying that,
also,
if they thought that it could be proven otherwise.
I get that, you know, she's filed a class action, or she's filed a lawsuit, but you weren't in the bathroom, so...
Can you imagine how awful that would be if you actually did? I mean, we all talk about how we don't like to poop at work. But if you were a pilot and you had to poop, I mean, first off, the other pilot has to be there right outside of the bathroom door.
Knowing everything.
You also have to call up a flight attendant. That's like having to gather all of your coworkers while you go in there and blow up the bathroom.
Yeah.
And they stand right outside of a door that is about as thick as a little piece of cardboard while you're just...
Jeez, he's been there for a while.
Man, what'd you eat?
Not the peanuts, because they don't serve those anymore.
Oh, that's right, because the peanut allergy.
Yep. We're devolving.
So a scam targeting a whole bunch of Americans over the phone has resulted in millions of dollars lost to hackers. Over-the-phone scams are pretty typical. You probably get a couple of those calls a day. In the last year, a whopping 26,379 people reported being a victim of some sort of phishing scam.
Oof.
Together, they reported nearly $50 million in losses, according to the FBI's 2018 Internet Crime Report. While the number of reported scams increased slightly from about 25,000 phishing scams reported in 2017, the losses skyrocketed by nearly $20 million. So they use what's known as social engineering to try to obtain or compromise information about you. They can gain access to such things as your bank account. But basically, if somebody calls you asking for money and claiming to be the IRS, they're lying.
Well, how can somebody just acquire a 1-800 number? Because it's always some random 1-800 number that's calling you. And
we have a 1-800 number.
Yeah, you can get a 1-800
number.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Why is it so easy to do that? Because that's how it seems so legit.
Because, I mean, how do they really monitor that, whether you're a legit business or not? I mean, you just sign up for...
Well, with the scam calls, I guess, with, what is it, T-Mobile or Sprint? Which one is it? I don't know.
That are just going to be like...
And potential scam, and it won't go through.
Yeah, telemarketer, AT&T. I've got AT&T, and they're already like doing that.
Well, the iPhone, if you do the latest update too, there's a thing on there where you can just not get notifications. So like if somebody calls you, your phone won't even ring. It'll just show up as a missed call if it's a number that you don't recognize.
See, but then they leave you a voicemail, and it still seems pretty scary because it's like, this is the IRS. I've gotten one.
Yeah,
like, this is the IRS.
Like, if you're really the IRS, then come arrest
me.
Well, they're never, it's like, you have to arrest me.
Not the real IRS.
Not yours. You guys are cool.
Oh, you're cool. We're cool.
You've always been cool. I've always liked you.
It's a nice time.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Yeah, you say it's a nice tie.
That's a nice tie.
It's a beautiful tie.
Yeah, they'll send you a letter, and then they'll show up.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Are you smarter than a community college dropout?
Lewis is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show to challenge Mahoney. And are you smarter than a community college dropout? Lewis, how's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Tell us about your level of education, just so we have a reference point.
I got an advanced diploma at Bonanza High School and dropped out of UNLV.
All right, so also a college dropout. No worries. You and Mahoney, you're going to be going toe-to-toe today. You'll be asked the exact same questions, and Mahoney is going to leave the room first. He's going to go to a soundproof room where he's not able to hear. And again, you're trying to get as many or more correct than Mahoney in order to get the win today. There's a total of 6 questions, which means there is a pass should you choose to use it.
Cool.
It's garbage that if he gets the same number as me, that's considered a win. That's not a win. It's a participation. That's a participation ribbon, Dave.
Just leave. I think every single week we talk about how it's similar to in baseball. Yes. The tie goes to the caller in this case. All right, Lewis, again, there is one pass available to you. I would recommend that you use it sooner rather than later should you need to use it, okay?
All right.
If you get one right today, you'll hear the screaming eagle of success. If you get one incorrect, it's the disapproving pony. Here is question number 1. An alternative to Equal or Sweet and Low, Splenda is a sugar substitute that comes in what color packets?
Yellow.
Yellow is correct.
Woo! Quick and with confidence.
Yeah. On to question number 2. What country covers an entire continent?
The United States.
You sure about that?
No.
You do have a pass.
You do have a pass should you want to use it.
Covers an entire continent.
It's a continent and a country.
Antarctica.
Nope. Australia is what you're looking for there. Australia.
Australia, yes. Yes.
Excluding the Jokers, how many playing cards are there in a standard deck?
52.
52 is correct. Yes.
He knows that, but not Australia. Okay.
I was thinking kind of Antarctica too, Lewis. Yeah. It's okay. I was there with you.
Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Yes. That is four. So you got two questions left. If you need to use a pass, you can. If not, no worries. In which month does the Kentucky Derby take place?
You're going to make Audrey mad.
Pass.
Good right. Pass. Good pass.
The pony is very appropriate. May is the correct answer. May.
Right yes. Around Cinco de Mayo almost every year.
Yeah, it's that first Saturday in May, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Final question for you. Kodiak Island is in which U.S. state? Kodiak Island.
Kodiak Island. Oh, man. I don't know. Washington.
Close, Alaska. But wait, what'd you say?
Alaska?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, we'll give it to you.
Ooh, all right. Just in time.
All right.
Four out of five. Before the disapproving pony officially went off, you said Alaska. So
came
we'll
in
to.
With a victory.
So you did good. Let's see if Mahoney can do better than you today. Somehow I doubt it because he is a big lumbering idiot. Oh, there he is. Oh, hey Mahoney.
Hello, welcome back.
Total of six questions today. One pass. Should you want to use it?
Seemed like that took an awful long time.
That's what you say every week. It doesn't. And it takes
a lot
the same.
Of collusion going on every week. You're cheating me and the people on the cheating. Text line 73100 always text me and let me know that you're cheating and you're colluding against.
There's
me.
Always one guy that tells you that you're being cheated and you're never being cheated.
That guy's the one hero that we don't deserve but we need.
An alternative to Equal or Sweet and Low, Splenda is a sugar substitute that comes in what color packets?
Splenda comes in yellow packets.
That's right. Mahoney on the board with
it's
one.
Nasty as hell, too.
Okay. It is.
Splenda's garbage. If I go sugar, which I don't, Sweet and Low. Sweet and Low's the way to go because it dissolves. I mean, it's pure cancer, but dissolves nicely.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You know, it's true.
What country covers an entire continent?
Australia.
Australia is correct. Yeah.
Dang.
Two for two.
Mm-hmm. That was a little toughy.
Excluding the Jokers, how many playing cards are in a standard deck?
Oh, I should know this. It's 4 times.
5 seconds.
It's 4 times 12.
Three.
Or 4 times. Pass.
All right.
52
is correct. 52 yeah. is correct.
It's okay.
Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Mm-hmm. Three for three. In what month does the Kentucky Derby take place?
Oh, boy. I think it's August?
No!
June? What? I don't
it's
know.
May. It's May. May. It's May.
Whatever. I don't live in Kentucky, and I don't care about horse racing.
It's like
the only time I care
the
about...
most popular 1 minute in sports.
I like the Belmont, personally.
Oh, look at you. You okay. Fancy son of a gun.
Also...
You like the bootleg version.
The only reason noted. Anybody like watches... Horse racing.
It's for betting.
Nothing else is on. Like,
yeah, it's a pretty dark time in sports.
Football's done. Baseball doesn't. There's still 3,000 games left in the season at that point.
Listen, yeah. For you being such a bourbon gentleman, I would have thought that you would have been on board. But
yeah,
I see
I'm a
how
pro.
It is
I don't,
now.
I don't need to create fake activities to drink. I just drink.
And finally, last question: Kodiak Island is in which U.S. state?
Kodiak. Oh man, I should know this.
Now I hope you lose.
Okay.
Wow.
Kodiak Island.
5 seconds.
Washington.
No.
No.
My friend Lewis.
No. Absolutely not.
No. It's Alaska. Okay. You got three correct.
I got four.
No, you got three.
I said.
You got three.
Got
and
cards.
Use your pass.
No.
No, here's you use the past. You use the past before
no,
you said
No, here's the thing, too. Dave keeps these unrealistic time...
Lewis wins. Yeah, shut up.
No, he
shut up.
Great job, Lewis.
Lewis wins.
There
yay.
We go. There we go.
He got four corrects. Yep.
I bet you didn't try to say there's a time limit for him because I was in there
no,
for 10 minutes.
He answered quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shut up, Lewis. I hope you have an awful time at wherever you're going to.
You're the worst.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So a California man wanted to visit a national park to see Yogi the Bear. Isn't that nice?
I don't think Yogi the Bear's an actual figure you can go visit.
Disagree?
I'm going to bust out of here.
How come, Yogi?
Every day it's the same old thing. Look at the bears, look at the bears, look at the bears. Sheesh.
The California man has been sentenced to more than 15 years in prison for trying to go see Yogi the Bear because he also had 8 pounds of meth in his car. Which is what makes you think that going and seeing Yogi the Bear in a national park is a good idea when... As you said, Yogi the Bear is a cartoon.
Yeah, I've never seen a bear wearing a bow tie and one of those stupid little hats. Or not a bow tie, but a regular tie.
I don't even
tie.
Remember what he was wearing. He was boo-boo a little bit before me.
Yeah,
boo-boo.
So I always get to hey, boo-boo. I always get Yogi and Smokey mixed up.
Smokey's, yeah, is that the same person? Yeah.
Smokey's legit. Like he doesn't want you to start four as far as Yogi Bear, on the other hand, kleptomaniac. He's running around stealing everybody's food.
Yeah.
And also ripping off Rodney Dangerfield. The entire time. Where I grew up, though, in Missouri, there was a Jellystone Park. Like they
oh,
had,
really?
Like, it was just such a yeah. bootleg ass place too. You're just like they had like one crappy roller coaster and then like one sad bear.
So, speaking of being a sad bear, a woman got killed during an explosion at a gender reveal party. Deputies were called to a home in rural Iowa just after 4 p.m. First responders arrived. They found the 56-year-old woman dead at the scene. They say a Jeez. Gender reveal announcement resulted in the explosion, which caused a flying piece of debris to strike the woman. So, that's a...
No, we just need to go back to when gender reveal parties were normal and you just
you don't need
slice
to blow
some
up
cake.
Stuff.
Yeah, like, a slice of cake, pop a balloon, like whatever. Like the
or open up an envelope. Hey, there we go.
Or just maybe just tell your friends and family.
Or like, hey, yeah. hey, doctor, is that a wiener I see on the thing? No? Okay, cool. I'm having a daughter. Great.
It's a girl. Cool.
Cool.
Or a dude that's equipped very much like his father.
That is my son.
That is my boy.
That's my boy. You're my boy, Blue. Yeah, can we stop with the explosion? Because do you remember, what was it, about 2 months ago, there was a giant fire that was created because somebody blew some stuff up? You stupid rednecks. This is what happens. Stop blowing up cars to reveal the gender of your baby.
It's pretty cool to blow
trying
up
to hit
car,
the baseball and the base you don't even hit it.
Yeah, you miss.
Ends up being a boy.
Yeah.
Who was it? What quarterback was throw? Did you see some quarterback? There was a quarterback. God, I can't remember who it was. Who had the worst throw ever for a gender reveal? Oh God,
it was a real quarterback,
Kirk Cousins,
like an NFL.
It was. I think it was. No,
you
I
son
here.
Of a bitch. You
what? What?
Of course you're gonna come at Kirk Cousins like that.
Oh, quarterback, it was so bad.
No, everybody just needs to chill out on these because it's just getting too extreme.
It was Kirk Cousins.
It was.
Such a bad throw. I mean,
of course it was.
He's playing all right.
He's playing all right now.
But it was a really bad throw on his gender reveal.
So an 18-year-old German man's last-ditch effort to sway his ex-girlfriend into getting back together got him into a tricky spot when he was caught scaling a 13-foot wall at a local women's prison to try to reach her window.
Oh, boy.
The ex, also 18, had broken up with her man via the prison phone, and he wanted to talk to her. So he scaled the wall, taking off most of his clothes as a precaution so he would not get snagged on the barbed wire at the top. The half-naked teen then proceeded to climb up to his ex-girlfriend's window, first floor, but again, up 13 feet. Prison guards noticed the 18-year-old when he refused to climb back down. They called the fire department. To bring him down to the ladder, the teenager is being investigated for trespassing and unauthorized contact with prisoners.
I feel like I would leave my pants on if I'm scaling barbed wire.
Yeah. I mean, because it's better to get the pants caught than the skin caught.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the idea of crawling through barbed wire to begin with just seems like there is no relationship that makes sense for a young man. I know that you're only 18 years old and... Your incarcerated girlfriend just broke up with you. We've all been there.
There's 8 billion people on the planet. That's the one that
you're... That's the one?
Come on.
You can't even hook up with her. She's in jail, bruh. Bad decisions.
Did you used to pride yourself as a young man at how well you could jump fences, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And now I can't think of anything further from the realm of possibility.
When were you jumping fences?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, yeah. You're running from the cops. You're running from friends. Like,
well,
whatever.
Just even
yeah,
a ball just, going into the neighbor's yard, you got to jump the fence.
Just be able to, like, keep running while, like, scaling up a chain link fence, then flipping over it.
The reaching over and doing the flip was the next level fence.
Boss move, yeah, for sure.
If I did that right now, I feel like my fingers would rip off in the chain link, and then I would fall and land on my back.
just and explode.
Yeah.
This is the worst gender reveal ever.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is your most recent regret? You can text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney. Why do you have that look on your face, Audrey?
Because I just feel like you're about to lob it up to me.
Okay, what's your most recent regret?
This weekend, I might have done some damage to my body by ingesting all different kinds of liquors, but it was for a good cause. I tried Hennessy for the first time this weekend.
Why would you do that?
Why would you say it's for a good cause?
A good cause of a fun night.
Oh. Oh, sure.
Turned
okay.
to a terrible Sunday.
Hennessy never leads to a fun night.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was. I blame your girlfriend, Ian.
Why would you do that? No.
Because she came over with tequila, and tequila turned to vodka, and vodka turned to Hennessy, and then beer.
You started with tequila?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's how you know your night's going to end up. You're going to ruin the next day.
I started with coffee, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Breakfast of Champions.
Gambling for me. I mean, that's not probably a huge surprise to you guys, but went out with my brother and my cousin who was in town this weekend, and we're over at Red Rock, and roulette is the devil.
You got to stop playing roulette.
I barely ever play roulette, but my brother
whenever you go gamble with him, that's all he wants to play.
All he wants to play is roulette, and money goes so fast when you're playing roulette. I mean, you sit there and you could blast through, you know, $50 in a spin, $100 in a spin. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy how fast it goes.
I had my first degenerate gambling dream the other night.
You had a degenerate gambling dream?
Yeah, like that I was playing Keno, dollar Keno, and hit a 10 spot, woke up the next morning, immediately went to breakfast, and played Keno.
Did you hit a 10 spot?
No.
You did not?
No.
I was at a bar with somebody, started playing Keno, got home, checked the bank account. 5 hours later, I lost $500 and just sat there reevaluating my decisions.
Well, that's not, 5 hours. If you were going for 5 hours and it was $100 an hour, that's not.
No. He said that he got home and then he checked the bank account 5 hours later. I seriously don't think that he only lost $500.
Played for 5 hours.
Because
if you played for 5 hours.
I feel like that's somehow a win, even though it's a $500 loss.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is your most recent regret? This one got texted over to us at 73100. My most recent regret is getting up to go to work this morning.
Well, think about if you didn't get up and go to work, though.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to come up with an excuse, possibly get fired. Then your bills are late. Your life's ruined. Your wife leaves you. You're homeless. You're living in the back of cars.
Doing untold things just to make a couple extra bucks.
And then your only form of entertainment is this show.
Oh, boy. Go to work.
Go to work.
Annalee said, my most recent regret is I moved about a 5-minute walk from Jack in the Box. Definitely regretting it.
But if you're walking... Even 5 minutes, Jack in the Box. Those
10 minutes round trip,
that's
right?
They offset.
For sure. Corey said, currently packing up my house to try and sell it, and I regret buying absolutely everything that I've ever purchased.
Oh, yeah.
I never even used that stupid DVD shelf. Never did plant anything in the planter. It's just wasted money, and now I have to sort through it. Man, it is something else. When you're moving, you're willing to give away
everything.
You want a couch, you need TV, you want my bed? Here, just take it.
It's not even worth the sell at that point.
Yep.
Well,
too much energy.
Do you sell stuff on Craigslist?
Not on Craigslist. I have on Facebook Marketplace before, though.
Really?
Yeah. Which is actually pretty legit, because if you buy and or sell, most of the time they'll just come to you. Hmm. Or vice versa.
Yeah.
That's how I got like half of my stuff in my couch when I first moved here, because I didn't want to truck everything 1,300 miles across the country. That was awful.
Yeah.
Travis said, helping my friend move after a Halloween party last night. Mahoney is shaking his head right now, I know. But he did take me to the bar and help me recover with food and drinks.
Oh, I can't. Like, You moved all day and then you went and drank?
No, they drank the night before, so he was hungover.
Oh, no, you don't drink the night before. You drink afterwards when your body's all sore. But even still, like, you are a much better friend than I, because I will not help anybody move at any point ever.
He probably didn't want to either. He got coaxed into it after having a few drinks.
If my mom, who I love dearly, she brought me into this world, said, I need your help moving, I would hire movers. I would hire movers.
Well, yeah.
Even if I didn't have the money, I would take out a payday loan and hire movers.
Oh, man.
Man, but movers don't give a crap about your stuff.
Well, you get insurance and you can, you know, I mean, it's a pain in the ass, but
you know, file the claim?
Have I?
Yeah.
No, remember when we will move down to Houston and did your couch get all jacked up?
Something like that. Can't remember.
All my stuff was fine then. Like, yeah, Dave's couch.
My stuff's all ruined.
All of my stuff was ruined.
My stuff just
broken, shattered.
It's terrible. Mahoney, your most recent regret?
My most recent regret, I had 3 cigars on Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot.
At the same time?
Well, I smoked one, and then I smoked another, and then I woke up Sunday morning.
Oh.
And my throat had felt like it was made out of shag carpet. It was just
fuzzy.
Yeah. Two was the should have stopped at two.
And you like the big cigars too, like the Winston Churchill.
These were like Robustos.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, they were good ones, Padrones, 1926s, but I was like, I literally just set $100 worth of cigars on fire.
Yep.
Quite literally.
In one sitting.
One sitting.
Good for you. This one from Michelle. I hooked up with my ex, but the reason I regret it is that he is now married, and we did it at his house.
Oh,
no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Don't feel great about that one.
Oh.
That's more on him, though.
Yeah.
But it's on both.
But he is more at fault.
There's something, though, about, like, going to the house, you know, where at least find some neutral ground. Yeah, something, right? Holiday Inn Express, something.
Motel 6.
Yeah. I wonder if it's the house that they used to live in.
Oh, man.
So she was just walking in and was like, I remember this home. Felt a little comfortable. You know what I mean?
No, that is. He's still the worst.
You guys haven't ever done that, have you?
Like, no.
Hooked up with somebody at their house when they shared that house with a significant other?
What do you mean? Like, once upon a time, they, like.
No, you hooked up with somebody and they were definitely with somebody else.
Oh, no.
Maybe?
Mahoney's got this look on his face.
Maybe? I can't. None are jumping to the top of my head, but maybe.
I think that would be terrifying.
I do remember.
But really exciting at the same time, because at any point you might get murdered.
So.
Oh, my God.
I just recalled this. I didn't know at the time. I found out afterwards.
Did you find like a sock that wasn't yours?
No, I was 21 or 22. I was just starting in radio, and I ended up hooking up with this older woman,
right?
Who was probably like,
how much older?
Like 37, 36.
So, but significant. Like, I mean, 15 years almost older. Double your age.
Yeah. And I remember I went over to her house, and I knew she had a kid, but the kid was gone or whatever, something like that. And then, you know, I was like, whatever, you know, things happen.
Sure.
And then end up, like, finding out, like, she was still married, I think. And I was like,
she was just calling it the separation.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I feel like that happens pretty frequently. We're separated right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, whatever.
Sheesh.
You didn't feel bad at all, did you?
Nah, man. Nah.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That's on her. That's on her.
This song fits.
I was just about to say, how appropriate.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is your most recent regret? This one's pretty simple. The Game Lord on Twitter said, getting my mom angry.
Oh, boy.
Anytime that you're mean to your mom, you always regret it, right?
I mean, I wouldn't dare, you know, in the last 20 some odd years, I don't think, intentionally to try to get them mad as a teenager. You know, we think that they're trying to ruin our lives when realistically they've already done these same stupid stuff that we're getting ready to do, and they're just trying to help us avoid doing what they did because they know.
You said something about teenage years. Whenever you were younger and you talked back to your parents, did they ever smack you? Did your mom ever smack you in the mouth?
I got spanked one time.
Really?
And it was on Halloween because I snuck out when I was in first grade with my friend and did the old, I'm going with Joe's family, and Joe did the, I'm going with Jason's family, mm-hmm. and then we both just went buck-ass wild, like, mm-hmm. as, what, seven-year-olds?
Sure.
Six, 7 years old, whatever you are in first grade, and, you know, unaccompanied, and, like, in my area, there was some, like, you know, bad stuff going on, like kids going missing and stuff. And, you know, it wasn't because my mom was angry, but it was more so because she was scared.
Terrified, yeah.
And so that was literally the only time I ever got spanked my entire life.
Oh, my gosh. Well deserved. I mean, you're 7 years old cruising the streets. That's scary.
Anonymous, my most recent regret, I wrongfully engaged in a tryst with a married woman that started 4 years ago. I put a stop to it soon after. This past weekend, by chance, we ran into each other. One thing led to another, and we engaged in it again. Regret sank in the following day.
I don't believe you. I don't believe
you. Yeah, you regret it, but you'd do it again, wouldn't you?
Just as fate would have it, we met a third time.
Did you see the thing, the joke they made, you know, about the Congresswoman Katie Hill who had the, you know, the
relations?
Yeah. Which, have you heard the phrase throuple before?
No.
I had never heard that phrase before.
Throuple?
Yeah. It's
a throuple?
You had heard that before?
You're a three-person couple?
Yeah.
I'm just piecing together words here.
And it was, there was a comedian out there who said only millennials could make threesomes monogamous.
This one, I regret staying at the job that I hate for the last 7 years. I have an interview today, though. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
That is one. Like, if you get
you are miserable.
If you're in a toxic work environment,
just blow it up.
Just get out of there. Life's too short. Unless the money is so good.
I feel like a pay cut is so much worth your happiness.
Yeah. Well, it depends
if
on
you,
where
if
the,
you hate it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you truly hate it. And it's bleeding over into your rest of your life. Like if you can work it for 8 hours and hate those 8 hours, mm-hmm. but then the other 16 hours are pretty solid,
mm-hmm.
could be worth it. But good luck.
Ian, your most recent regret?
Probably messing up my knee over the weekend.
How'd you mess up your knee over the weekend?
The same way I usually hurt myself. I was in a
drunk and fell over?
I was in a mosh pit.
You were in a mosh pit?
Drunken in a mosh
pit.
What
show?
Yes. I was at the House of Blues over the weekend. I saw this country rap artist with Audrey's husband. Checked out my credit card statement the next day. Not great? Not a good night financially for Mr. Ian over here, but I lost my glasses in the pit, so I had to play Velma for about 5 minutes.
Why are you getting
you
in the pit?
You lost your glasses in the pit?
Yes. Some guy punched me in the face. I fell down. My glasses fell off. I couldn't find them because obviously it's everybody going in a circle, so I'm just walking around tapping people on the shoulder, just like pointing to my eyes. I'm like, glasses! Glasses!
They didn't break, though?
No, they didn't, thankfully.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Laura, similar to that, said the mosh pit at face-to-face, and then she took a picture of a huge air cast on her knee, and then she said worth it.
Totally. You know, here's what I don't understand. We all, like, Dave, you've been in plenty of mosh pits in your day, and so have I, but that was when we were, like, 18.
Back
19.
When you belong in a mosh pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are almost, you're what, 27, 28?
28 years old.
What are you doing? You are 10 years too old to be in a mosh pit.
10 years too old?
Yeah. Your body's getting destroyed.
I don't think so.
Definitely 5 years too old.
His body's getting destroyed.
I don't know. I honestly.
Anytime after 21, you should be at the bar. That's the cutoff.
Yeah.
21.
The reason that mosh pits exist is because you're angry that you can't drink.
No, I got in that mosh pit because I was angry. I spent $200 on drinks. That's why.
For what? Four drinks?
Exactly.
Yes. $200. Or you drinking the top shelf stuff?
You're drinking Hennessy.
I'm joking.
What's wrong with you?
I'm glad you messed up your knee.
Jill said, telling my mom anything, knowing that she is going to bring it up for years.
Oh, man. There's nothing.
Don't tell her. That's a very simple solution.
There is nothing worse than being with somebody who has a memory of like a steel trap that they never forget anything ever.
It's the worst.
Like my wife could tell me, she could tell me anything and I will forget within soon. But yeah. But especially if it was something like 3 years ago, she told me there's zero chance that I.
What if it was something significant? Like I hooked up with Magic Johnson.
I would have to write a note. I mean, his name is Magic Johnson. I would, you know.
This one, tell me if you've ever been here, Audrey, or know anyone that has.
Oh, God.
I had a bad one-night stand with a guy I used to know. Now he's developed a huge crush on me and texts me every single night.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have been there.
Yeah.
Was it Gautier?
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Yeah, there's nothing, like, just ghost that guy forever.
Block the number, just move on.
Yeah, call it a day.
But some people just don't get it.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Look, I gotta get this out there. I think there's no better example that our culture's attention span is slowly getting shorter and shorter to the point it doesn't even exist anymore than the fact that commercials used to be like 1 to 2 minutes. You know, I feel like now you turn on the TV and there's 15-second ones. We used to watch like short films for our commercials. What's going on here? You know what it is? We're turning into goldfish.
Message deleted.
I don't know about that. I think that they're just trying to get their point across really quickly before you change the channel.
We used to have favorite commercials.
Yeah.
Like, I used to know commercials front and back, and I would look forward to certain commercials coming on in certain breaks during the programming that I'd watch.
I still have favorite commercials.
During TGIF. Do you?
Yeah. I mean, like, I like brands of commercials. Like, I really like the Allstate ones with Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes.
It does make me kind of mad when, like, Bud Light is doing a campaign that I think sucks, like, right now with a Knight.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I don't like it.
They're still doing the Dilly Dilly brand or whatever they're trying to like.
Not as Dilly Dilly as much, but it's like the Knight and the King and they're drinking Bud Light Platinum.
It's not even the Dilly Dilly anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's the same concept, minus the Dilly.
I like the two guys in the Sonic commercial.
Sonic commercial guys are funny. Yep.
Geico, always really good. Mayhem. I feel like the insurance companies out there.
Progressive, you suck. God, I hate Progressive so much. Just the whole flow thing is just exhausting to me. I've never found it funny.
Man.
And they've been doing it for like 20 years now.
There's a commercial that's a Progressive commercial that kind of made me giggle the other day where all of them are taking on the Halloween theme and they come out of the corn.
Okay,
you know what I'm talking about? And they're all like, it's like kind of like a Children of the Corn theme. It's pretty funny, actually. But those are my favorite right now, too, I think. Halloween theme.
Flow was hot.
Whacked my tooth on the
mic. Was
that
your tooth?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
You all right?
You all right, buddy?
Still feeling a little shambly.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
It's okay. We're going to get through this day.
Leave a message after the tone.
Who do you think is going to die first? Just go along with it. Jack Nicholson or Keith Richards? I know. It's a tough one.
Message deleted.
Jack Nicholson is how old?
He's got to be 81.
Late 70s, early 80s.
Really? Yeah. He aged pretty well.
82.
82, okay.
And Keith Richards.
I feel like Keith Richards is going to outlive all of us.
Keith Richards is 75.
How is Keith Richards? No, he's not.
Younger than Jack Nicholson.
How is Keith Richards 75? Only 75? He's been 75 for 30 years.
He looks 90.
I mean, seriously, think about 30 years ago when Keith Richards was 45 years old. Like, even pictures of him when he was 45, he looks 90.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like Keith Richards is going to live the longest and Jack Nicholson's going to die first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Nicholson's been, these last few years haven't been great.
He still looks pretty good for being in his 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like Keith Richards is resilient.
You know what just blew me away? I was watching the Watchmen, which is the new show on HBO, and Louis Gossett Jr.'s in it.
Who?
Louis Gossett Jr. from An Officer and a Gentleman from Iron Eagle, Digstown.
Gossett.
Louis Gossett Jr. You not know who Louis Gossett Jr. is?
I don't even know any of the movies that you just rattled off. What are you talking
about? You've never seen An Officer and a Gentleman?
I know. No. Louis.
He posted a picture of it on his Twitter, and I was like, I don't know who this guy is, but
Iron Eagle.
You're really pitching it really well. I think I want to watch it.
He could walk in here and slap me in the face.
He's a phenomenal. I believe he won an Academy Award. Okay.
He was in Jaws 3D from 1983.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
He's a hell of an actor. I didn't know he was still alive, though.
I don't think it was Jaws 3D. I think it was just Jaws 3, Ian.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I'm going through something, guys. My doctor says I have excessive calcium buildup. It's in my nipple. Just one nipple. This thing is huge. Should I embrace my one big nipple or spend the rest of my life always wearing shirts?
Message deleted.
I think you embrace it. I think you go with it. You adorn it. You get it pierced. You
even them out. You do. You got lip injections. I'm sure you could do nipple injections. Dudes can like fatten up their nips.
Is it puffy? Is it like a puffier nipple?
Let this become a thing where dudes, as a vanity play, start to try to get the biggest nips possible.
Oh my god!
Can't be any worse than the gauged ears. I'm sorry.
You never were on the gauged ears train?
No, because here's the thing. Like at the time, they look fine when you're like 20. But when you're 40 and you've got a hole the size of your thumb through the bottom of your earlobe, it looks like garbage.
Yeah, you have to get them like surgically repaired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, the giant ones were never appealing, but like the little ones were.
But
yeah.
They still stretch out.
Yeah, you can get surgery, I guess, or just wear them forever.
It's too much work.
Audrey thinks they're hot.
I do think they're
hot. She'll smack her tooth against your gauge ear.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Kanye West is back in the news, and he is talking about how much he loves Jesus and Chick-fil-A. Because, of course, he is.
He dropped the album last week, surprise album.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is King.
If you...
Is it really a surprise if Kim K's been, like, blasting it all over the internet, though?
What do you mean?
Like, promoting it.
Yeah. It's her husband's work. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but is it a surprise album when we know about it?
Well, kind of. I mean, it just kind of came out of nowhere.
That's true.
So is there anything more white than Mahoney and his wife going to Disneyland, and then as they drive back from Disneyland, they're listening to Kanye West's new album. Mahoney's wearing his Tommy Bahama shirt. They're cruising through the desert.
I was wearing a golf shirt, actually.
You were actually.
I don't wear my Tommy Bahama when I go to Disneyland because I sweat, and I don't want to get sweat on this beautiful silk shirt.
So it was your review on your way home whenever you were listening to it?
It was garbage. You know, like, I like the College Dropout, Late Registration, and Graduation. Three phenomenal albums from Kanye West. Everything else after that was kind of eh. And especially the last couple albums, Jesus is King, Yee, Life is Pablo, and Yeezus. I'm not a fan. He stopped making hits.
I think.
Which is fine because he's worth $1 billion and he's married to Kim Kardashian, who's also worth $1 billion, but he stopped making good music.
Well, he has a song called Closed on Sundays, and I'll play you a little clip here. Is this the clip, Ian, that is the one about being closed on Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A, hold the selfies, put the gram away, get your family, y'all, let's hold hands and pray?
This is actually a little bit later in the song where he references his favorite meal at Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So here you go, Kanye West.
Closed on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A, you're my number one. With the lemonade, raise our sons, train them in the faith, through temptations, make sure they're wide awake.
This is the best song.
That was the best song?
That's the best song on the album.
It sounds terrible.
The production's okay. You know, he's a phenomenal producer. He's just stopped writing hits. But it shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody, you know, that this is essentially a like a neo-gospel album. But think about, like, Kanye's been very out about his love for Jesus for a long time. Jesus Walks was a pretty big hit when it originally came out.
Yeah, just the whole Kanye West, Kardashian thing. It's just everything about it's creepy. It just doesn't sit right.
Well, the Sunday service stuff that they're doing is very cult-like. And
yeah, it's weird.
Makes me, I don't know.
So Ben Affleck had a sobriety setback is what they're calling it. He got hammered at a Halloween party on Saturday night. He was leaving the hotel, Lapeer in West Hollywood, and it was some sort of masquerade ball, so he was wearing a full mask, but they knew it was Ben Affleck, and he was so hammered that he was having to use like cars to hold himself up.
So, but here's the thing, is what's bizarre to me is that he goes over to Jennifer Garner's house afterwards and was like, I'm so sorry, because she's the one who's driven him to rehab in the past, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think he's apologetic for his relapse, but I don't get why you feel the need to like start knocking on your ex-wife's door
and
repent. But I mean, it just feels a little like stay together then. I don't know.
Isn't she dating somebody else?
Yeah.
Right? Like,
what would you do? How would you feel if your
Ben Affleck shows up? You're like, get out of here,
or
man.
Your ex-wife or a husband, like anything. If they're coming knocking on your door, I don't care if you're a baby daddy or not. Like, just like figure that out.
Like, if you come knock on my door the following day and you're like, hey, sorry when you're of clear mind, but like if you're just showing up drunk, like he ain't over her yet.
No. Well, I think they actually separated because of his problem.
Because of the drinking.
Well, the drinking, which led to other things.
hooking up with a nanny.
Younger women, yeah.
And buying her a used Lexus.
Gently used, Dave.
It was not gently used. It had like 63,000 miles
on it. It was Lexus certified.
You're banging Ben Affleck. Like, you must be bad in bed if you're banging Ben Affleck and he buys you a used
car?
Lexus.
Or he's just very frugal, you know? Cars are depreciating assets.
God.
You drive it off the
lot,
next
thing
you know.
Just the worst, man. Just the worst. He bought you a used Lexus.
Especially when it comes to luxury vehicles. It's one thing if you're going with a normal car, but luxury vehicles depreciate real quick.
Real fast now. So Tyson Fury said that he is going to start training for mixed martial arts. He is going to make a debut in mixed martial arts before too long, and he said that he's going to use Conor McGregor as his training partner.
So I've got something big coming up after this, even more bigger than this.
Even bigger than this?
Yeah, we might see Tyson Fury have his MMA debut this year too. Tyson Fury taking over. I've been speaking to Conor about it, and he's willing to train me, and it's going to be good. I come from a long line of bare-knuckle boxing champions. Getting hurt, getting blood. You saw me last fight, blood everywhere. Nothing new to me. All a part of my heritage and upbringing. So I'd love to get in there and smash someone up.
He was talking about the WWE match that he was doing in Saudi Arabia. Tyson Fury is a very entertaining guy.
He's got a troubling past, though.
Yeah, he does.
Sexist and homophobic remarks
tend to pop up. Said and done a lot of dumb things. So. You know, Tyson Fury, again, an entertaining guy. He's great on the microphone. But
great boxer.
Great boxer, but kind of a bad person.
Yeah, and the fact that he's going to align himself with Conor, especially with everything that's swirling around Conor, makes me just go, God, why can't we just get somebody who's, you know,
a good fighter and normal?
Just normal.
Meanwhile, Randy the Natural Couture is having heart attacks over here. Like, we need more Randys and less Connors in this world.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
By the way, update on Randy Couture. He's doing fine.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, good.
Walked out of the hospital, and he's doing much, much better, so.
But definitely sending positive thoughts him and his family's way.
We've been looking for you.
Who's got the warrant?
So it always surprises me how easily Ian is able to track down people on the streets that have active warrants out for their arrest. But as soon as I say that, it's worth mentioning that Mike, our contestant today, who's joining us live right now, also has a warrant out for his arrest. What's up, Mike?
What's up, man? I don't have a warrant right now.
Oh, you've just had a warrant
once upon
in the past.
A warrant.
Oh, okay. All right. And why did you have a warrant?
You know, I forgot to pay a seatbelt ticket when I was 18 years old and went to jail for it.
He actually went to jail.
Actually got arrested. Yep.
I got arrested. My dad had to come pick me up from jail.
Oh, no.
It was like one of the worst days of my life.
Kick ass.
Bless your heart.
Well, hopefully all that experience in the big house will give you a hand up today in this competition. There is three people that Ian talked to, and one of them has an active warrant out for their arrest right now. So it's your job to figure out which one that is, just based on the little stories that we're going to get from each one of these people, all right?
Deal.
First up, I am pleased to introduce you to Spencer.
Now, do you want to give your name?
Spencer.
How old are you? Are you single, married, divorced? Tell us about yourself.
I'm single. You know, I talk to a few girls here and there, but, you know, mostly I do my own thing, create my own spiritual practice. I do Tai Chi, meditation, all that good stuff. In martial arts, I know how to kick some butt too at the same time.
Now, have you ever had any run-ins with the law?
A few times, like you asked me earlier if I got arrested. Yeah, it was kind of, and it was actually almost worse.
What was that arrest for? It's when you were underage, right?
Yeah, like literally a few days before I turned 18, I had been stealing liquor for a little while, and I was picking up some Di Serrano for some girls. There was one of the security guys like right in front of me, and I thought for a second I could have just like hit him. But then I probably would have had assault charge, too, so I just let him get me.
You are shoplifting Di Serrano, my man.
Spencer.
For some checks.
Do you remember what a magical time it was when you first discovered the Amaretto Sour?
Yes. Ugh. The Midori.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so that is Spencer. What's your first impression there, Mike? Does it sound like Spencer could have a warrant?
No, I think Spencer likes to spend a lot of time at home alone.
Fair enough.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I did give him 5 out of 5 stars for that Lyft ride, though. So,
oh, he was your Lyft driver.
He sounded like he was driving a car. I thought so.
That was Spencer.
All right, so here we go. This is number two. This is Shadow.
Shadow.
Are you single, married, divorced? What do you do for a living?
I'm married, and I work.
Shiloh.
Shadow.
Have you ever been arrested before?
Yes. Drug trafficking.
Drug trafficking.
So Shadow, a little bit older. I would say Shadow is in his mid-40s, quite a large man, very hesitant to talk to me about his arrest, but his drug trafficking arrest was back in the early 90s.
All right, so, but he still goes by Shadow, huh?
Shadow. Did he tell you what drug?
Shadow.
What drug he was trafficking?
It was marijuana.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it was marijuana.
It's not that bad.
No, Shadow.
All right, last one here. This is Nate. Let's have a listen.
We have Nate here, correct?
Yeah, Nate.
You got a bunch of tattoos. You got one on your wrist that says loser. I like that.
Hell yeah.
How old are you? What do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced?
I'm 21, and I just play guitar and travel around the country and have fun. And yeah, I'm totally single.
Have you ever been arrested before?
Yeah, I've been arrested. The first time I ever got arrested, it was like in South Carolina. Me and one of my homies had some pills on him and he was about to get searched and I was like, man, I'll hold the mother pills. Which, you know, looking back, I was a I should have just taken all the pills and I never would have got arrested. Anyway, I took the dude's pills and the cop came in there and arrested the out of me. I should have just taken all the pills, man. I would have been high as had a good old time.
Yeah, so that's Nate, everybody.
Kick ass, Nate.
That is
his travels around the country, just playing your guitar, being so single, so single.
Man, he was so stinky.
Oh, boy.
So stinky.
No bad, huh?
Yes, stinky
that
guy.
Sounds about right.
Did he play Wonderwall for you? Did you fall deep in love into him?
All right, so we had Spencer. Well, he was the first one, who's the Tai Chi guy. We have Shadow, who, of course, was arrested for drug trafficking. And then we have Nate, who also has been arrested in the past. But all three have been arrested. The question is which one currently has a warrant. So let's start this way, Mike. Which one are you convinced does not have a warrant? Let's do process of elimination.
I think that the first guy.
Yeah, Spencer, Mr. Tai Chi. Let's have a listen. You are correct though.
Very correct. Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
No, I don't.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
All right. Well, namaste.
Namaste, brother.
Yeah, I don't think you'd have a warrant and be a Lyft driver.
Nope.
Yeah. We would hope not.
So now it comes down to Shadow and Nate, and you only have one guess at this. Ooh. So go ahead and talk it through. What do you think?
For me, I was totally sold on Nate when you said the first time I was arrested. that to me was like, hey, he's probably the one. The Shadow guy says, I work. That's what I do is I work. He sounds like a sad man. So I assume he just works and that's it and pays bills. Yeah.
So you think Shadow does not have a warrant. Let's have a listen.
Nope.
Let's see if you're right.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
Negative. I'm good, clean, and married now.
Of course Nate has a warrant out for his arrest.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So you win today, and let's have a listen to Nate admitting that he has a warrant.
Now, here's the ultimate question, though. Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
Yes.
In how many states?
One, five.
Oh. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I believe him, too.
Yes.
What was his warrant for?
They're all drug charges.
Under.
Congratulations to you, Mike. You nailed it.
Thanks, man.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So yesterday was called the sports equinox. If you're one of the guys that didn't get off the couch at all yesterday because you were just too consumed by sports, don't blame you. Basketball is going on. Hockey was going on. Football is going on. World Series going on.
Golf.
Golf was going on.
Evening golf.
Yep. There was fights on Saturday night. I mean, just like over the last couple of days, it has been an excellent time to be a sports fan.
And some exciting stuff. Tiger Woods.
Yeah, he won himself another major.
Well, not major.
Another PGA stop.
Another PGA Tour win, which puts him at 82 wins, which tied for the all-time lead with wins with Sam Snead.
Sam Snead, yep, that's right.
For 82.
I can't believe that Tiger Woods is still out here winning golf tournaments, considering all of the medical challenges that he has had.
His back, man. His back was just destroyed, and he's had several surgeries over the last couple of years. We've seen flashes of greatness from him. The fact that he won the Masters again, you know, I mean, that's
incredible. It's one of the best comeback stories in sports ever.
He's 43 years old right now, and
that's it.
The game has, But he's been around since he was like
that's
19.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, like Tiger's been a part of the zeitgeist for since I was a kid.
Right.
Or since I was in high school. He's been somebody who's been on top of the sports world. But I think he's still got a couple more years.
You think so?
A couple more. I think he wins one more major before it's all said and done. I don't think he beats Jack's record, but I feel like he's got one more major in him.
So yesterday, the Raiders played the Houston Texans down at NRG in Houston and lost that game. It was very close, and the Raiders were leading for a lot of it. A couple of pretty spectacular plays from Deshaun Watson, including one where he got kicked in the eye.
Yeah.
So there's just a weird tackle, and a foot went up and kind of got into his face mask. And so he's like blind in one eye, and he still throws a touchdown. So pretty wild stuff. But I will say, man, John Gruden has done a pretty good job with a bunch of spare parts making this Raiders team competitive.
Well, considering you traded away quite a few of your biggest you know, prospects.
Yeah, I mean, you trade away Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper, and then you think that you're going to bring AB in, and then, of course, he melts down. Mm-hmm. And still, the Raiders are out there winning games that they're not supposed to win, and you know they almost pulled off another upset yesterday against the Houston Texans.
Like I said, I think this last season in Oakland is kind of just a gimme.
It is.
It's a rebuilding year,
yep,
for sure. So we'll see when they get to Las Vegas what they are, what the team's looking like and what moves are being made. And, you know, they're definitely going to have some contention in the AFC West if Mahomes can stay healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw that the Kansas City Chiefs didn't look awful yesterday against Green Bay, even without Mahomes.
No, that was a hard-fought game. A lot of points scored, and yeah, it was back and forth. I was sweating that one pretty good yesterday.
Aaron Rodgers threw probably the most ridiculous touchdown I've ever seen in modern NFL. You know, I mean, falling over and just like how did he get
tackled and he throws the ball in the only place that he could throw it for it to be caught by
the
receiver.
Corner.
It looked like he was just gonna have to throw it away, and yet somehow it gets hauled in for a touchdown. Yeah. But Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson are the contenders for MVP right now.
I mean, 49ers, man. Like, those
49ers
guys
look good too.
When did the 49ers get good?
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we all thought a couple of years ago they were going to be good.
Yeah.
Now they're real. I mean, we've all doubted them and doubted them and doubted them.
Yeah.
To the point now where you're like, oh, like, they're 7-0 and, like, they're handling teams too. Like, they beat the pants off the Panthers yesterday.
I watched that game, and they just embarrassed the Panthers. I mean, like, real bad.
Vegas Golden Knights embarrassed the Ducks last night. Not even close in that one. 5-2, the Golden Knights get the victory last night. So congratulations to them. You know, here in Las Vegas, casinos are trying to do everything in their power to try to attract a younger generation because traditionally millennials, according to at least all the studies that I've seen, don't really have the same interest in just sitting down at a slot machine and just pushing a button. They want more interaction. They want more control.
More stimulation.
Yeah.
We're used to video games.
Yeah. So how do casino companies plan to do that? Well, they're trying to make the casino floors look more like EDC is how they're putting it, at least.
Like neons inside.
Yeah, so basically just a more exciting floor than a bunch of smoky table games.
Kind of like a Dave and Buster's.
Pretty much.
Kind of, right?
Yeah.
Just like more appealing. Yeah. I don't really know how that even works. Like, what about like strobe lights indoors?
Sounds
nice when
terrible.
You're walking through a casino
None
floor.
None of that sounds good. How about, you know,
fog machines,
good rewards, cheaper drinks, freer drinks,
yeah,
and more comps?
Yep. I'm here for
and
that.
And free parking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Years after the Great Recession had, you know, pretty much ripped through Southern Nevada and Northern Nevada as well, could cities across the state actually find themselves amongst the most dynamic metro areas in the country? According to a recent report from the real estate website Point Two Homes, which ranked 150 U.S. cities using more than a dozen economic metrics, the answer is a yes. So Reno, Henderson, North Las Vegas all rank among the top 25 most dynamic cities in the country, coming in at 16th, 22nd, and 23rd,
Define
respectively.
Define dynamic.
So it's based on 18 individual indicators. Nevada City's actually lagged in some of the traditional indicators. Of the 150 cities, they rank 56th in GDP growth, 81st in median income growth, 73 in poverty decrease on average. Still, each city also lagged behind other cities that, you know, had similar sizes.
Mm-hmm.
But because they took all these individual indicators, and again, you know, 18 different factors that they all rolled into this, it came up as, Las Vegas Henderson, North Las Vegas, and Reno all doing really well in the top 25 across the country.
All right.
Interesting.
Let's just keep it going.
Las Vegas proper, middle of the pack, ranking 16th among these 35 large cities included in the report sample and 54th overall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just, you know. We know that before elections, the economy likes to tank. And, you know, we're about a year out at this point.
Oh, you think that's going to be an intentional tank right before the election?
Well, I don't think it's intentional. I just think that we've seen several of these happen, you know, before elections over the years. So, and we've been riding on this is the largest growing trend that America has seen in, like, modern history in the last, what, 50 years or something like that? Mm-hmm. You know, the last, like, 13 years or not 12 years of, like, growth, whatever it's been since 2008. So, it's, I'm just skeptical.
Speculation.
Mahostradamus over here.
Cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I want it to do well, and I hope I'm wrong. But I don't want to get caught with my pants or my hand in the cookie jar. Or with my pants down and things in the cookie jar.
Are you having sex with a cookie jar again?
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
She lied. I thought it was a chocolate chip and it's an oatmeal raisin.
And now it's an oatmeal cream pie.
Tipsy or toddler?
Kaylin is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Kaylin? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys? Good morning.
So we're doing good. Tell us about your experience with drunk people and with little kids. Do you have experience with either, both, neither? What is it?
Some with little kids, but probably more so at this point in my life with drunk people.
How old are you?
28. Had to think about that.
28 years old. Makes sense. All
right. After 25, there's nothing good. Your insurance drops, and there's nothing to look forward to after that.
So we've got things that were either said here by a person that's had way too much to drink or a little kid. We're just going to read you the actual words that were said, and you're trying to figure out which is which, okay? It's called Tipsy or Toddler. Got a total of 5. You get 3 out of the 5. We're going to set you up today, okay?
Yep.
All right. Good luck. Mahoney, take it away.
What? NB... Unless and oh what and they cut one out. It been known and mom known and be a car and know what in last week.
So a tipsy person or a toddler?
I'm gonna say toddler.
Yeah, toddler is correct. A very angry toddler.
Very, very illiterate toddler.
Let's have a listen.
What and be unless. And know what? And they cut one out. Me been known. And mom been known. And me car. And know what? In last week.
Totally.
Spit it out, kid.
I agree.
Spot right.
On performance.
Kaylin, you're on the board with 1. Well done. Audrey, number 2.
My baby, you know what it. Sheeta. She went moving down at the guardian spot. But and she put all wheel to mope. But she said, go take the radio. Full mo e, full body e. Anyways.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That's a tough one. I think I'm going to go tipsy.
Tipsy is correct. Yes. Let's have a listen.
My baby, you know, she went
down at the
garden spot and put,
and
she's putting all
wheel
to money,
but
she said,
we're going
to take
him, we're
going to fall
my
way.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Wow.
Those are my people.
Is that a drunk auctioneer?
Wow. She got going there. All Shoot. Right. Kaylin, you can actually win it right here if you get this third one correct, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Woo! Y'all, I'm going to get my breath here. Listen, I was getting ready to just then she run up here trying to catch her. She had to one key to fit it in the whole wide world.
Is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
Let's go toddler.
Toddler is incorrect.
I'm sorry. Oh.
Sorry, very yeah. drunk woman.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Y'all, I'm sorry I can't get my breath here. Listen, I was getting ready to just... And she run up in her trying to forehead, trying to catch her. She had the one key to it, the whole wide world.
Whoa.
Okay.
All right.
Yo, I'm sorry, I can't get my breath here.
I know that feeling, lady.
Same.
I know that feeling.
Goodness.
All right, so you got two correct, one incorrect. On to number four, Mahoney.
It but, a but, a bet, a but, with but this. Oh, golden tyke, then but, a pike test. Say bye, 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 a tiger boy, boy. Hey, fiddle, give me fun. Do that.
Is that a gypsy person or a toddler?
Oh my gosh. I think toddler. I don't know.
Final answer?
Yeah, toddler.
You win.
I think Mahoney's the real winner with after those performances today.
Let's have a listen.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations to you. You did a great job, Kaylin.
Oh, thanks, guys. I love the show so much.
Oh, yo, I'm sorry I can't get my breath here.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So another little innovation here from Apple. They're rolling out new AirPods, and they'll come in more colors and have noise-canceling capabilities. The AirPod Pro will come in as many as 8 colors, including white, black, and the new midnight green finish to match the iPhone 11 Pro models, according to a report. These report also back the latest rumors that the AirPod Pro will feature noise-canceling and water-resistance features. Last month, there's a new beta system that was put out, and Mac rumors discovered an icon depicting never-before-seen in-ear AirPods with rubber ear tips that would presumably help to block out ambient noise.
I feel like I'm in the lower percentage of people who still likes the wire. Like, I will lose them if they don't look like a big jumbled mess in my drawer. Like, I'm going to lose I'm going to lose one of the AirPod ears. It's just going to happen if they're not connected to each other.
But you put them in their little case when you're done with it.
Do I? Yeah. Would I?
Yeah. You have to, because that's what charges it.
Is it?
Yeah. It charges it. So what I like about it is that it's two separate things. You have the, you charge the little case that they go in.
Right.
But then when you put the AirPods in there, it charges the AirPods based off the charge of the little case. So you don't have to have the whole thing plugged in order for them to charge. Like, they can just be charging in your pocket as you're carrying them around.
That's really nice. I still feel like if they're not connected to each other, like even just like the wireless ones that just go from ear to ear, not necessarily going into your phone, I feel like I would still lose one.
I also hate the wire now. After losing the wire, going back to it just seems like the worst thing ever.
Are they comfortable?
Yeah. Huh. Surprisingly comfortable.
It's like the same shape as the normal ear pod that you have.
Yeah, they're a little bit more oblong than that. But yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know this for sure, but I think I have weird ear holes. And then they work just fine in my ears.
I think you have
weird
ear holes.
You got some weird holes.
I got weird holes all over the place.
You're an ear hole.
Rumor is that they could be launching, or the announcement could come on the 30th, or they could be launching the 30th. So, I mean, like, soon. They want to get these out before holidays, the holiday season.
The 30th of this month?
Yes.
Couple of days?
October 30th.
Oh, okay.
I'm interested in these because I sleep listening to either audiobooks or podcasts or music.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, with the noise canceling added on top of that, I think is a nice feature.
I think it's stuck in your ears.
I sleep with the Bluetooth in every night anyway, so I think, and the only problem is my Bluetooth only has like 3.5 hours of charge, and so, and when it's ready to like die, it says it has this, you know, low power, and it's like the super loud.
That is the worst one. So this happened, related, not the same, but so my daughter, whose birthday is today, actually, she's 1 year old today. Mm-hmm. She has like a little Amazon Echo in her room just to play white noise.
Yeah.
And so the other night I put her down and she was asleep, but the little white noise machine wasn't on. And so I snuck into her room and I go, Alexa, play ocean sounds. And Alexa goes, I think you just whispered to me. Would you like me to whisper back in the future? I'm like, shut up. Just the loudest.
Did it wake her up?
No, thankfully it didn't. I think you just whispered to me. I'm like, God.
I can just sense your panic.
Oh. You shut your mouth. Shut your whore mouth, Alexa. So this guy broke into the wrong house. If you don't know who Fletcher Cox is from the Philadelphia Eagles, he is enormous. So he's the guy, he's a defensive tackle, but he's the guy that's always rushing the quarterback, and he is a beast. He's one of the best defensive players.
310 pounds.
Yeah, in the NFL, he's enormous. Somebody broke into his house. And, of course, Fletcher had a gun in his house, as a lot of people do.
I mean, you're a professional athlete. You're a high-profile guy.
But yeah, you'd think nice house, probably a lot of expensive stuff. You're gonna want to protect it, right? He called 911 while he had this guy sitting there at gunpoint, and he's like, I'm going to blow this guy's brains out.
If you don't come to my house immediately.
And we have the audio.
Even if somebody broke into your house and you're that mad and you're holding a gun, I wouldn't say that you're going to.
Yeah, just like, I mean, just do
maybe
it.
Maybe off the phone.
Yeah.
Well,
here's the audio.
911, where's the emergency? I got somebody trying to break in my house, and I'm about to blow his brains out right now.
Any idea who it is?
I don't. He's busted my door, part of my door out, and I have a shotgun. If you come in the house, I'm going to blow his brains out. Listen, he walks in the house. You have to hurry up.
I have officers on the way.
Like a lot of them.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, so they weren't even in his house yet?
They were actively breaking in. But what's crazy is that they were, like, busting out all of the windows and trying to bust through the door. And, like, he's, like,
sounds kind of scared, though, like, a little bit.
Oh,
like,
yeah. But, I mean, like, he's also kind of calm, too, where he's, like, send a lot of cops. Tell them to hurry up. Like, this is going to get bad.
That's still scary as hell, though, because he didn't, like, you know, when the cops show up, they don't know who lives there.
Right.
That's the scary part, like, right. When you have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not knowing, like, they don't know that you're the good guy.
Well, I'm going to say they're probably pulling up to his house, and don't you think that whenever you see the house and maybe you start putting two together.
You see the 310-pound guy, and, like, Fletcher Cox, pretty famous guy, especially in Philadelphia, so hopefully.
You would think so.
They're familiar with where they live.
But, yeah, that's pretty, pretty terrifying stuff.
Did they catch these guys, though?
Yeah.
Just beat the hell out of him.
He damaged the car of Cox's girlfriend that was outside of the residence, tried to enter the house by throwing rocks at the front door. The guy was charged with burglary, criminal mischief, and other charges. Suspect said that, what he's being accused of is not true. He reportedly just wanted to talk to his ex-girlfriend of 2 years, so I guess his ex-girlfriend
is now dating
Fletcher Cox.
Oh.
And so he was trying to rekindle their relationship.
By busting down her now boyfriend's house.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And Fletcher Cox, like, good call, buddy.
Yeah. 310-pound defensive tackle. Good idea.
I mean, if he just runs at you, you're smoked, right? Because he's fast.
Yeah, clothesline.
And if he catches you, like, you are dead.
If I had to pick a position who I don't want to fight in a football team, defensive tackle is probably the number one.
Because they're fast
and they're
mean, and they're huge.
And they're strong.
Yeah.
And all they do is throw people around.
Maybe a linebacker would be worse, because I feel like linebackers are a little faster and kind of, like, get all over the field quickly.
But the mass, though.
Yeah, but if they get you.
You know what's pretty insane, though, is that he is that giant and he is that strong, and the first thing he goes for in his house is the shotgun.
Absolutely.
Which is even more scary. He's this giant dude who could do harm with his hands, but chooses a shotgun instead.
Yeah, that guy that big, instead of a handgun, a shotgun, way scarier.
Well, and shotguns in general. I mean, just because it's
going to
be a bad shot.
It's going to blow a hole in you if you got a slug.
Yeah.
Unrecognizable.
Or just buckshot. I mean, just everywhere.
Ooh.
Ow. It's probably not going to kill you.
Yeah, a buckshot could kill you at close range.
Close range.
Yeah, it will absolutely kill you.
So on eBay, somebody on eBay bought a haunted doll. And I mean, I guess this time of year is not too surprising. But they paid $5,600 for it.
Haunted is this haunted?
What's haunting this doll?
I don't know. I don't know.
It seems a little fishy.
Yeah, there's a spirit that's haunting this supernatural, paranormal power, they said.
What's the doll look like?
They're pretty creepy.
I feel like it's so cliche, though. I feel like these are all scams.
Like the bad eye, yeah.
Yeah.
There's also a vintage haunted plush teddy bear that was snapped up for $560. There's a terrifying teddy that is currently available right now for about $200. But the fact that this one went for $5,600.
If you are a ghost and you get stuck haunting a plush teddy bear, you did something wrong.
Yeah.
But do you
you are the worst ghost ever.
Do you believe in that kind of stuff?
No, I don't.
No.
That's all garbage.
Like
it's all garbage.
I have a hard time, like, not believing it. I don't think that there are people who are, their spirits go into dolls. But I've had some pretty scary stories that
that have happened to you?
That have happened to my husband specifically, where like lights will have turned off and like big spooky spooks.
Man, are you sure he just didn't have too much Hennessy?
No. No,
that's, that's what happens when you start the day off with tequila. Lights start going out.
Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Audrey starts looking like one of those creepy dolls, like one eye's closed.
It wasn't when we were dating. It's real.
I don't believe in any of it.
I don't know. A lot of people have those experiences, man.
Just sage the whole place.
A lot of people are dumb.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, just wanted to call and let you know that I'm the quickest typer probably in the whole state. I know you said you're pretty quick on the keys, but I'd love to challenge you to a type-off. Tell you what, winner buys the next Bang Bang lunch you go on, huh? I want to go with, because you know you're going to get smoked.
Message deleted.
I mean, I'm a pretty fast typer, but I'm not saying that I'm like the fastest typer in the world.
Also, cool, let's go to lunch with a guy who brags about being the fastest typer out there. Get out of here.
I mean, it's an impressive skill. Like, it is to...
All that I imagine whenever I hear that is that the little gif of the cat.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Smacking his little paws.
Yeah.
Do you type properly? Or do you... are you...
Not really. I know that you're supposed to do it, you know, a little... Like you're playing the piano, a little, you know, ball beneath your... The palm of your hand, yeah. And everything else. Not really.
I don't even remember.
I type fast enough to never have to want to correct what I do.
Really?
Yeah. But I mostly type with like the two middle finger and pointer finger on either hand.
I did. They had a couple programs. There was like a couple typing programs. One, Mavis Beacon.
Uh-huh.
Then there was Mario Teaches Typing. And then I took another one.
How do you
and then took a,
those?
Then yeah, really. Took a Who's typing Mario? Class in high school my freshman year, which was the easiest class in the world. But I still am amazed when I'm typing sometimes. I'm like, how am I doing this? Like, if I think about how I'm typing, I can't.
Right.
But if I'm doing it.
Yeah, you just do.
It just happens.
Yeah.
Like, what else in my life do I know? Like, if I think about something, I can't do it. But then when I'm not thinking, it works wonderfully.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, it's nothing.
I don't get in my own head.
It's helpful not to overthink a lot of things in life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's just...
Add typing to the top of the list, I guess. Sure.
Driving a car.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Adult relations.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
solo adult relations.
Do any of you like hipster coffee shops? You know the ones I'm talking about. High-end brews. Every barista has a sleeve of tattoos. They make me uncomfortable. I want a coffee shop that's just... White walls, no music, and just good coffee. I feel like I'm being judged.
Message deleted.
By me, you are.
I want a drive-through.
Also that.
I don't care what the inside of a coffee shop looks like. I'm not going in anywhere. I want a drive-through.
There is a beautiful coffee shop that's like one of those, it's almost like a speakeasy coffee shop. There's nothing on the outside of it. It's just a giant wooden door. You have to know about it by word of mouth. I think it's called Gabby, and it is so cute. And it's not necessarily hipster, but it's just, like, cute and...
You're talking about that place on Spring Mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that looks like a little carnival on the inside?
I'm not going to carnival. Any coffee house on Spring Mountain.
Yeah, it's a speakeasy. If I'm walking in and you...
It's not a carnival at all.
If I'm on Spring Mountain, one of two things are happening. I'm eating crab legs, or number two. We all know what number
it's
two
you.
Is.
It is a very cute
My
coffee
feet are getting
shop.
Rubbed.
So what... I think a lot of coffee shops, like the legit boutique ones, not Starbucks and all that, it's not like the big corporate chains, but a lot of them just try to be Instagrammable,
yeah,
which is exhausting. Like that place that you're talking about,
yeah.
It's like designed for Instagram.
Well, yeah.
Which I can't think of many things more
annoying. It's exhausting for everybody other than the business because it's free advertisement.
For sure. No, I mean, it works wonders,
yeah.
But going in there, it's the world's slowest place because I actually went in there one time and it took like...
Why would you go in there?
I was
we're doing a video shoot.
It's never taken long for me. But, I mean, everything's different, especially if it's busy. But
do you spend time in coffee shops, though?
Whenever I was in college, that's the only place I would study.
Really?
Yeah, because I can just go back and get more coffee.
Study at home?
Pretty relaxing. The smell of it? No. If I'm at home, I'm not getting anything done.
I drank.
Ever.
So on... Friday, or excuse me, on Thursday after the show, I drove down to Disney with my wife, And I was pretty tired because I didn't sleep well the night before. And, you know, we did the show in the morning. And I'm like, I got to drive 4 hours down to Southern California. So I had, before we left the house, I stopped by Starbucks, had a quad latte.
Four shots
of espresso.
Oh, boy. Before you got on the road for 4 hours?
Before we got on the road. And then stopped in Yermo and got another four shot.
Whoa.
Were you
latte.
Having the caffeine sweats?
No, I felt great after that.
Really?
Yeah. But I was like, I had 8 shots of espresso in 2 hours.
For a dude who never even drinks coffee on a regular basis, that's a lot straight to your chest.
Yeah, I got a lot of mass to fill.
A lot of mass or ass?
Both
are.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, my roommate's room smells like Cheetos, and I don't think it will ever go away. He eats so much Cheetos that the stench has now stuck to the walls and the floor. How am I supposed to get another roommate when it smells like that? I'd honestly prefer a smoker over this.
Message deleted.
Cheeto dust everywhere.
Well, one of the things that angers me about Doritos and Cheetos is that they don't necessarily need the dust. They can make those taste the exact same, and they would not have the
dust.
That's
why I don't eat Cheetos, because the
or Doritos.
They stain your hands.
It gets under the nail bed.
Yeah,
and then you're trying to suck on your finger, and you're like, oh, this is so gross.
Yeah, the finger suck is pretty foul.
Yeah.
It's so
to realize
gross.
Like how gross you are.
Yeah.
You're just like, ugh.
But it seems less gross when you're eating wings, though. The fingers suck.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain foods and certain things. Like, I think that it's just like kind of like trashy because you're sitting there eating Doritos and Cheetos. And
you're like,
just...
man, it's hard to grab a bottle of Mountain Dew with all this Cheeto dust in my hands.
They're stained orange.
Oh, dang.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Put out the dustless version.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
So a con artist swindled a former Washington Redskins player and his agent out of $1.2 million.
Whoa.
Has been jailed for 51 months, which doesn't seem like enough for $1.2 million. I'll try to get this name right. Siu Imchia, 59, was described by
Sounds
a prosecutor as a one-woman crime spree before her sentence was handed down. Earlier this month, the Redskins player and his agent were just two of the victims. The Malaysian-born woman was using at least six identities and amassed several fortunes, according to the Washington Post. She also scammed a wealthy executive, a trainer, and an appointee for the Virginia governor. She'd pretend to be the granddaughter of the first prime minister of Singapore and a close friend of President Obama at the time before asking her victims to invest in various ventures. The Redskins player and his agent first met with her in a Porsche dealership back in 2015. She told the two men that her name was Cindy Lynn and that she was buying a majority share in the Washington Wizards NBA team. The pair contributed more than $1.2 million into the venture and still have not received their money back. Prosecutors say that they believe that she blew all their money on high-end cars, plastic surgery, and designer handbags. The FBI eventually caught up with her. She was arrested in 2017 using the identity of a former roommate.
You got to pay that money back, though.
Yeah.
But the money's gone.
What's so sad to me is that clearly this woman knows how to talk. She could be an amazing salesperson somewhere. And instead,
She's
ripping people off. Like, clearly she is great at what she does in business handling. She's been able to rip some incredibly smart people off. Like,
I mean, you're ripping
so
off, you
angry.
Know, a football player, okay, but a football player's agent who you'd think...
They're lawyers.
They have
to be an NFL agent,
you have to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, they deal with people like that all the time, talking about different various business ventures, and sure enough, they got ripped off, so it stinks. Speaking of big money, Kurt Cobain's green cardigan that he wore for all the MTV Unplugged stuff back in 1993 just sold for $334,000.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Pales in comparison to what we saw this weekend. I was floating around on social media. You see that bottle of Macallan of scotch?
Like Macallan 39 or something like that?
29, I think.
29?
Yeah. Sold for $1.9 million.
What?
$2 million for a bottle of alcohol.
See, why? What? Why?
You a-hole.
Because
whoever bought that, it's just...
It's aged like 60 years
but
or 70
still,
years.
Like,
and what? What kind of
you
barrel?
Can you
what
can never
it
drink
in?
It.
Well, you're a billionaire.
Like
of course you're going to drink it.
Ugh. That's just so maddening. Like, there's people out there who... can't put food on the table for their kids. And I get it. Like, it's different because they're going to spend their money on what they want. But, I mean, literally something that you're just going to drink and then urinate out is, like, come on, man.
See, the problem with the good booze is that, like, I love the good booze. obviously not spending that kind of money, but I always want to drink the good booze when I'm already drunk. When you don't, you know, because that's when you're like, oh, your inhibitions have already been removed because you've been drinking. Then you're like, oh, let's get the good stuff. And then you can't remember what it tastes like because you were drunk when you drank it.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
But
same with food.
I don't trust the, like, so the Macallan 29 selling $1.9 million or $1.whatever million. I don't, like, how do we prove that? Like, we can prove that that is probably Kurt Cobain's cardigan.
Right.
Or someone that looked like it, if it depending on who's selling it. But, like, how do we prove that this Macallan was really aged for 70 years?
See, it's pretty cool, though. Like, I mean, if you think about memorabilia, right? Like, I've got a couple of, like, signed footballs. I got a signed boxing glove by Mike Tyson.
That's,
you know,
that's legit. A couple
of jerseys signed by, like, Peyton Manning and stuff. Like,
wow.
I really like that stuff. But you can also get that for, like, a couple of $100 at silent auctions.
Well, it's sentimental to you.
But it's cool to, like, have that. But, like, Kurt Cobain's green cardigan, like, in a...
What, do you take it to Michaels and put it in a shadow box?
Yeah, you put it in a shadow box. Probably not a Michaels. You probably,
you class it up. You class it up. You go to whatever the
more expensive version of Michaels is.
Yeah,
I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, like, having that, like, hanging on a wall, I mean, that's, like, an iconic piece of music history.
I don't know.
You know what broke my heart a little bit? When I found out that at the Hard Rock, all of those, like, outfits are fake.
They are?
Yes, they're all just replicas of what the original outfits were. They're not the real outfits.
I feel bamboozled.
I did too. I'm like, man, how do all of these Hard Rocks around the country and around the world have all of this really cool stuff? And then you're like, oh, well, that makes it easier. You just recreate the picture, because they don't say anything about authenticity. They just have a picture of
what it would look like
of Elton John on stage wearing an outfit that looks just like the outfit in the shadow box. And then they just put it out there, and everyone's like taking pictures in front of it, which is just a faked outfit.
So it's basically just an Applebee's.
What you're telling me?
Yeah. Okay. With way more expensive margaritas.
Way more expensive margaritas.
Way more.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I didn't know that either. If that's true, that's wild. You just ruined everybody's. So many photos, Dave, you're just ruining.
I hope I'm wrong. Seem credible, the person
they
told
me. I bet they go out of business now.
Yeah, I bet they're going to close right after the Super Bowl or something.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I might have done some damage to my body by ingesting all different kinds of liquors, but it was for a good cause. I tried for the first time.
Never leads to a fun night.
Oh, God.
So it started out with tequila, and then it went to vodka, and eventually ended up on this, and that is the question for Know the Show today. 702-791-1075, first person with the correct answer. Oh, Audrey, you still look like you're so
regretting it. If we say the word, I'm going to end up barfing, probably, like PTSD from this weekend.
Can you taste it still?
Like, yeah, it's like in that lingering, like... Uh-huh.
And this is from Saturday night, like even all the way through Sunday. You, like, had that much, huh?
Not even that I had that. I really didn't. It wasn't that I had that much. It's just that I don't drink liquor like this, like, anymore. So it just hit my soul.
Will you ever drink this liquor again? Or are you done on it for good?
I think that I am okay with my one and done experience.
All right, so 4-pack of tickets to SEMA Ignited, the official SEMA show after party happening at the Las Vegas Convention Center, Platinum Lot, on Friday, November the 8th. Your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets if you know what made Audrey feel like crap yesterday and even crusting into Monday morning.
You know, I have one of those degenerate showers where you sit there on the floor.
You're just like, why?
For 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
Yeah, until the water turned cold. I couldn't stand up.
You want to hear something awful?
Did a face mask afterwards. It made it better.
So... I assume you don't have a seat or like a ledge.
A ledge, I do.
You do have a. You do.
I just fell to the ground.
See, Dave's got a seat in his shower. Yeah. And you don't use it.
No.
Oh, I don't use it either.
Why would I need to sit down?
I
want to
sit down and shower. That is the dream. That's
it's
all.
Not
I,
a dream.
That is the dream. That is the dream, and you are taking advantage of it, sir. You don't even know what you got.
But mine doesn't even, like, hit where that goes.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. No, you want one where it hits.
Yeah.
Like, where it's over you and it hits you, not like a one over off to
mine's,
the side.
Mine's off to the side.
So it doesn't hit you either. It's just a kind of a placeholder for your thing.
No, that's not a seat in the shower. That's just a ledge.
No, it's, no, a, it's, a, it's sea. A C.
No, you got the you got to get the water. That's the what right. I'm talking about. I see why you don't use it now. That's garbage.
X1075. They're not designed for that.
Some of them are.
Most people don't want to sit down in the shower unless they're not physically capable of being able to do it.
I just want to sit with you in the shower.
We'll get like a love seat in there. Get a recline or some reclining action going on. I guarantee you, all sorts of people want to sit down.
Can we focus here? X1075. Good morning. What is your name?
Jennifer,
what is the correct answer?
Hennessy.
Jennifer, do you want to sit down in a shower?
I don't think so.
What about shaving your legs? You know how much easier that would make it?
Not to sit down.
Oh, good point.
That's right.
Good point on that one.
You use that so that you hike your leg up
Mahoney
on it.
With his shower bench evangelism over here. Like, you're so proud of yourself because you got her to say
that's
yes.
Right. I'll convert you.
Congratulations to you. We'll set you up with a 4-pack of tickets for the SEMA Ignited show. Thank you for listening
today. Congrats, Jennifer.
Sweet. Thanks.
Way out. Setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home, sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.